让我们回到主后33年的一个主日早晨。三年来，耶稣走遍犹大和加利利，医治病人，喂饱饥饿的人，甚至使死人复生。他骑驴进耶路撒冷的时候，从外地来守逾越节的人都看见他，他们以诗篇的颂词来表示对他的欢迎。奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
上浮山顶那天 耶稣还在客西马尼园的时候，祭司长和长老前来捉拿他，带他去受一连串的嘲弄和审问。当时他的门徒在哪里？马太告诉我们，彼得远远地跟随他，不久之后竟然否认他。他被判死刑的时候，没有一个从前的朋友来帮助他背负沉重的十字架，走上独楼地。对耶稣而言，这是一条孤单的道路。圣经上说，耶稣被带到加略山上，在那里为全人类受刑。他的脸被人刮掌，他的眉受荆棘冠冕刺伤，他的背严重撕裂，他的身体被钉在罗马残酷的十字架上。然而他却一言不发。哦，何等的大爱，为你，为我。
Come. Thank you.
将要过去，我们会看到一个新天新地，圣城新耶路撒冷将从天降临，彰显神荣耀的光辉。让我们欢欣歌颂。
昨夜我躺下安歇，梦中清楚看见我身在旧耶路撒冷，站在圣殿旁边，我听见孩童歌唱，一遍又再一遍，我像是天使歌声响应来自高天，我像是天使歌声响应来自高天。耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，众城门高声唱，何塞纳在至高
我想我们应该把荣耀归给神。我相信弟兄姊妹在听的时候，当他们唱到最高潮的时候，我们实在激动的，我们应当鼓掌。
Feel that we should give glory to God, during the climactic point.
每一次在教会里面听见诗班献诗，我就非常的激动，希望请他们再唱一首。
Every time I hear the choir sing, sometimes I get very moved and I want them to sing just one more.
我相信上帝在我们中间，他的心得到满足。
I'm sure that God is here and that his heart is satisfied.
我不会忘记15年前我们来到美国第一个春天的经验。
I cannot forget 15 years ago, the first spring that we have in the United States.
1977年3月我们来的时候正是Boston 这个冬末初春的时候。
We arrived in Boston 1977 in March, the end of winter, beginning of spring.
那个时候来到 Boston 呢，我觉得 Boston 好萧条。
I feel that it's a lonely scene.
我觉得除了松树以外，每一棵树都可以砍下来在我家当柴烧。
Other than the pine trees, seemingly all the other trees are bare and only fit for firewood.
因为我觉得好像每一棵树都是死掉的枯树一样。
Every tree except the pines look like they are dead.
但是我不会忘记有一天早上我起来的时候。
But then one day when I arose from my bed,
我突然往我的这个卧室窗外看过去，我发现一个非常稀奇的一个景色。
I glanced outside my bedroom window and I was shocked at what I saw.
看到在我们窗外的那个枯树，突然在那个树上长出粉红色的花苞。
Suddenly I saw that tree that I thought was dead had these pink-like flower buds.
我当时觉得非常非常的激动。
I was deeply moved.
当时我有个很深的感觉。
And I had this deep feeling.
我觉得是上帝给我一个很深的一个启发。
I feel that this was a revelation that God has given me.
这个启发是什么呢？
And what was this revelation?
不要随便放弃希望，寒冬有一天总会过去的。
And that is, do not give up hope, because the long winter will end.
因为我们发现今天在许多的人生的体验里面，
in many of our life experiences today,
我们常常有冬天的体验。
We oftentimes experience the dead of winter.
有的时候我们发现冬天非常的漫长，
and we feel that the winter is so long.
我们觉得春天好像永远不会来到，
seemingly spring will never arrive.
但是那一年的春天却给我一个很深很深的一个感触。
But that spring in Boston, I had this deep.
我们觉得春天好像永远不会来到。
Seemingly spring will never arrive.
但是那一年的春天却给我一个很深很深的一个感触。
But that spring in Boston, I had this deep revelation.
没有一个冬天是永恒的。
No winter lasts forever.
而且我很深切地发现一件事情。
And I found this truth.
春天就隐藏在冬天的里面。
Spring is often hidden in winter.
生命本来就在那个好像枯萎的那个树的里面。
Life existed even under the appearance of death.
特别在最近这两三年，也许开始年过半百了，那种感触就比较深一点。
Perhaps because I've passed the age of 50 in the past 2 years, I have a deeper appreciation of this.
我为着黑夜和白昼的循环，我真是感谢上帝。
I truly praise the Lord for the continuation of night unto day and day unto night.
我也为着四季的变化，我心里面有很深感谢上帝的心。
And I praise the Lord from my heart for the changing seasons.
当我准备到这里的时候，我突然想到马丁路德的一句话。
And when I was preparing the message up to this point, I suddenly recalled the words of Martin Luther.
他说，上帝在每一片 春天的树叶上都留下了复活的应许。
So on every leaf on the tree, the Lord has given us the assurance of resurrection.
上帝在每一片春天的叶子上都留下了复活的应许。
On each leaf that appears in spring, God has given us the assurance of resurrection.
求神真是在我们每一年在过这个复活节的时候。
And may the Lord help us that during each Easter,
我们的生命带来一个新的转机，带来一个新的扭转。
That a new turning point can come to our lives.
再次谢谢诗班，给我们带来这样的一个信息，讲到奇妙的大恩。
Again, we thank the choir for bringing us this important message of the wondrous grace of God.
谢谢他们提醒我们，耶稣的复活对我们每一个人来讲是一个奇妙的恩典。
Yes, reminding us that the resurrection of our Lord is a wondrous grace to all of us.
在他们唱诗之前，我们曾经读了《哥林多前书》第十五章。
Before their musical presentation, we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们发现，在《哥林多前书》十五章，保罗在那里整理福音的内容。
Here we discovered the Apostle Paul dealing with the content of the gospel.
提到十字架，提到耶稣基督为我们牺牲的爱。
He mentioned the cross. He mentioned the sacrificial love of Christ.
但是在那十一节的圣经里面，我们看见最比较重的一个核心的信息，就是耶稣基督的复活。
But the most important message from these 11 verses is the resurrection of our Lord.
在这十一节的圣经里面，我们看见保罗从客观福音的整理提到主观他对福音的经历。
We see in these 11 verses how Paul went from an objective evaluation of the gospel to a subjective proclamation of his experience.
他到了第十节的时候，他提到耶稣基督的复活。到了第十节的时候，他有个很深很深的感触。
And in the first 10 verses, he mentioned about the resurrection of Christ. And in verse 10, he shared this deep moving in his heart.
本来提到福音，他是从一个客观的角度来描写、来介绍。
He has been describing the gospel from a very objective point of view up to here.
到了第十节，他说：“我今日成为何等的人，是因着神的恩造成的。”
But then in verse 10, he exclaimed, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
他在那里提到的恩，也就是今天诗班所唱的那个奇妙的大恩。
And the grace of God that he mentioned here is the same grace that the choir had sung about.
在第十节、十一节，我们起码看见这个复活的耶稣带来的奇妙的大恩，在我们的身上有两个很明显的一个教训。
And in these two verses, we can see that the risen Lord, when he gives us his wondrous grace, there's two consequences.
我们想到复活。
When we think about resurrection,
我们就想到我们的生命有一天要终结。
Then we're reminded that one day our lives will end.
我们一想到复活，
when we think about resurrection,
我们就说死是一个人生的一个站，但不是最后的一站。
Then we say that death is but a way station. It's not the final stop.
换句话说，我们知道人离开这个世界，并不是所谓一了就白了。
Then we understand that when a person passes away from life, it's not the end of everything.
对我们大部分的人来说，复活是给我们有这样的一个提醒和安慰。
So for most of us, resurrection brings this reminder and encouragement.
但是非常稀奇的，保罗在这里并不是提到将来死以后的那个复活的盼望而已。
But then amazingly, Paul did not just point to this hope beyond death.
他讲到耶稣基督的复活，讲到上帝的奇妙的大恩，他说，今日我成为何等的人。
When he mentioned the resurrection and the wondrous grace of God, he said, I am what I am today.
如果今天我们想到死后的复活的生命，当然也没有错。
Of course, it's nothing wrong for us to think about life after death.
但是保罗在这里却提醒我们，我们在上帝的面前，我们可以在今生、在现在、在今天经历耶稣基督那个复活奇妙的工作。
But Paul is reminding us not to overlook that we can experience his resurrection power even today.
因为我们知道，
Because we know,
死不只是有生理的死。也有心理的死，也有灵里的死。
Not only is there a physical death, there can also be a death of the heart. or spiritual death.
也有人际关系的死。
And sometimes there may be a death in our personal relations with others.
我们常常觉得这是一个死气沉沉的环境。
And indeed, sometimes we feel we are surrounded by the sense of death.
所以我们在人生的体验里面常常有这种死的经历。
So in our life's experience, we often have this experience.
很多时候我们觉得我们没有力量再继续走下这个人生的道路。
Very often we feel that we lack the strength to go on.
我们觉得死好像一个很大很大的一个盖子把我们盖起来一样。
We feel that we're surrounded and indeed entombed by death.
我们失去了生的兴趣。
We've lost the interest of living.
我们个人有这种经历，我们发现人际关系也常常在这种情况之中。
Sometimes we have this personal experience, but sometimes we also experience it with our dealings with others.
我们发现人与人之间、夫妻之间、两代之间，已经在那种死的光景里面。
Maybe across generations, maybe between couples, you feel that the interrelation is almost dead.
今天早上诗班提醒我们，保罗在哥林多前书提醒我们，耶稣基督是复活的主。
But today the choir and Paul reminds us that our Lord is a risen Lord.
今日我们可以就体验到耶稣基督复活的大能。
Today we can experience his resurrection power.
今天我们就可以得着他那复活的应许。
Today we can receive his assurance of resurrection.
那是奇妙的大恩，在我们今天可以带来的一个突破性的工作。
And this wondrous grace can perform this breakthrough in our lives today.
你要经历耶稣基督复活的大能吗？
Do you want to experience the resurrection power of Christ?
我们彼此所看到的是一个外表的你我。
What we can see of each other is superficial.
但是今天上帝所看见的是你我的内心。
But what God can see is our inner hearts.
但愿今天早上，在1992年的复活节的早上，你能够得着这一个复活的奇妙的大恩。
How I wish that you can receive this wonderful grace of God.Today, during Easter of 1992,
复活的大能带来的奇妙的恩典，还给我们有一些什么样的挑战和提醒呢？
What kind of other challenges come along with this wondrous grace?
这个奇妙的大恩不只是与今日有关，这个奇妙的大恩跟我们每一个基督徒的责任有关。
Not only does it have application to us daily, also has an application to us in giving us responsibility.
其实每一个与今日有关的责任，跟今日有关的恩典，必然跟责任有关系。
Actually, grace always comes with responsibilities.
恩典本身可以是个目的。
You can say grace is the end.
恩典也可以说在我们每一个人的身上有它。那个过程方式和手段的意义。
But then it could also be a process. It could be the means to an end.
因为主把那复活的大能的恩典领到我们。
God has given His risen power and wondrous grace to us.
保罗说：“我也这样去传。”
And Paul said, "And so I preach."
今天早上这二十几位来参加这个朝阳崇拜的时候。
Today during the early morning service when those 25 were here.
我们一起有一点祷告。
We had some time of prayer.
如果记得不错，每一个人在祷告的时候都提到这一件事情。
I remember very vividly that all of them, when they prayed, mentioned the same thing.
主啊，你是复活的主。
Lord, you are risen.
今天我们认识了你，我们得着了你，我们享受了你，我们是要把你那复活的大能继续的去传开。
Today we have come to know you and we want to share you with others.
今天对基督徒来讲，今天对还没有信主的朋友来说。
Today to Christians or to those of you who are still yet seeking.
我们不只是需要耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
Not only do we need the saving power of his grace.
我们也需要他那复活的大能。
We also need the power of his resurrection.
以前有两个商人，有一次到纽约，他有一点生意的这个工作。
There was a story about two businessmen going to New York for business.
那么他们到了一个旅馆就 check in， 就开始这个订了一个房间。
They arrived at their hotels and they checked into their rooms.
然后他们就出去吃晚饭，去探访一些他们做生意买卖的朋友。
Then they went out to have dinner and to visit their clients.
他们深夜很晚回到旅馆。
And they came back to the hotel quite late at night.
他们发现那个旅馆根本没有灯，没有灯光。
Then they discovered there was no lights in the hotel.
到处点着蜡烛。
Only candles.
那么甚至有些人就睡在这个大厅上的沙发上。
And they discovered people were sleeping on the sofas in the waiting area.
后来他们问了才知道那天电源有故障。
So they asked around, they discovered that there was a power outage.
那么电梯也没有用。
The elevators do not work.
那么他们两个人的房间是在78层。
Their rooms were on the 78th floor.
所以那个服务员呢就一直道歉告诉他们说实在不是我们的错是因为电源坏了就请他们原谅
So the service workers apologized and they say please forgive us it's not really our fault but the power is gone
就是说问他们要不要跟其他人一样腾两个沙发给他们两个人睡
So they asked would you like us to move some sofas for you so that you can at least spend the night
他们两个商量了以后他们觉得房间还是比较温暖还是比较自由所以他们说我们还是回房间吧
After discussing among themselves they decided that it's a little bit more comfortable in their own room so they decided to go to their room
所以那个服务员就给了他们几根蜡烛他们就开始上楼梯
So they gave them candles and they started the long trek up
起初还很兴奋走了差不多20层30层已经发现两个脚越来越重
Initially, they were quite excited, but after the 20th floor or so, they started getting tired.
他们走到50层，用算术数一数，还有28层要走。
They reached the 50th floor, and then they discovered there's 28 more to go.
当然，长话短说，他们终于非常疲乏地走到他们的门口。
Of course, eventually, they did arrive in front of their doors.
有一个两个人中间一个人就跟另外一个人讲把钥匙拿来我来开门
and so the one of them asked the other give me the key so I can open the door
那么另外一个说我没有拿我以为你拿了
so the other one said I thought you had the key
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们今天这个世界充满太多的我以为
dear friends and brothers and sistersToday in this world, there are too many, I thought so.
我以为已经有了，我以为已经有把握了，我以为是绝对没有问题。
I thought there was a solution. I thought I had this or that.
我相信今天在北美洲许许多多的华人都是很会说我以为的一代。
Perhaps among the Chinese in North America today, this is especially true.
今天早上你来到这里。
But this morning, as you are here today,
我恳切地求主帮助你，让你知道你到底得着了这一个复活的奇妙的大恩没有。
I ask the Lord to move in your hearts so that you can ask yourselves, have I received this wondrous grace?
我们可以来参加一个聚会。
We can indeed attend a meeting.
我们可以很客观地讲一件事，听一件事。
Perhaps we can hear something and evaluate it.Objectively.
我盼望今天早上你能够得着主耶稣基督那个复活的能力在我们的身上。
But today, my hope is that you can receive the power of his resurrection in your daily lives.
耶稣的复活肯定了耶稣的十字架。
The resurrection of the Lord reassured us, but then it came from his cross.
耶稣的复活也肯定了耶稣有一天要再来的应许。
And his resurrection confirms that he will indeed return again.
刚才我们听诗班唱，现在我们一同来唱114首。
Let us turn to the hymnal 114.
想到复活，我们就想到复活的前；想到复活，我们就想到复活的后面。它不只是复活让我们认识十字架，复活也让我们认识他要再来的。
When we think of Easter...